Yeah.
Kelly's a genius.
Sometimes I think about stuff and I say things.
That's so true.
It is.
I just made the blooper reel again.
I'm Julia, president and founder of the What You Should Read podcast, and I'm a Christie.
I'm Rachel, and I'm a Stacy.
I'm Kelly, and I'm a Marianne.
And I'm Amanda, and I'm a Marianne.
I now call this episode of the What You Should Read podcast to order. And if any of you gets a phone call and a parent requests you specifically for a job and you take it, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be outside. I'm going to have an outsized angry reaction to that.
It's going to be against your mission statement.
Right. It's against club rules. So we are continuing with our recaps of the Babysitter's Club Netflix series. Today we were talking about episode 4, Marianne Saves the Day, and we have on the podcast today our friend Amanda. Hello, Amanda. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So what is your relationship to these books growing up? Did you read all of them?
I'm not sure if I read all of them, but I definitely read a lot. I remember in elementary school, fifth grade, I had a group of friends that we all decided we were going to be the Babysitter's Club characters. And I got voted as Marianne. I secretly wanted to be Christy, but I knew I was Marianne. So I was like, yeah, you're right. So, but yeah, so yeah, it was a big part of my life, especially in fifth grade. Just loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think we all had the sitter we knew we were and the sitter we wanted to be. Like, I always wanted to be Claudia, but I knew I was Christy.
I love that. Yeah. Like, and Dawn, she's always been super awesome. And I love her in this series as well. Just this whole series is just, it's a long time coming, but yeah.
Yeah, when you saw that they were doing the series, were you excited?
Oh my God, yes. As soon as I saw it like advertised, I'm like, yes, like jumping up and down. And then like when it came out on July 3rd, I watched all of them on July 3rd and have been rewatching them. And it's my favorite part about it is that they updated it to today because I feel like kids, especially girls of today, need to see girls their age doing, things and being advocates or just being awesome like they are. Mm-hmm. And going through issues of today. So it's just 100% two thumbs up from Amanda.
I know. And this episode is so good. It has all of that, I feel
yes.
Like, I don't know. Let's go around and say just our initial reactions to this episode. Kelly, I'm going to let you start because I know this is your favorite episode, I think.
Yeah. I mean, this is my favorite. Claudia and the Phantom Caller is my second favorite. All of the others are my third favorite. I just, everything about this episode, though, is, like, perfect for me. The only way it could have been better, I think, is if we had Karen Brewer making up an urban legend thrown in there, too. But everything about it was just, I love that the little girl who plays Bailey, her name is Kai Shapley, I think, or maybe it's Shapley, she's actually trans too. And I love that they did that. I think that representation is so important. But also I love how they're dealing with this thing of this little girl who's trans, and it is the most like straightforward thing. Like, nobody freaks out about it. And the only reason it's an issue is because somebody didn't pay attention.
Right.
And I love that. I love that so much. And I'm going to stop because otherwise Rachel would have to mute me. I would just keep going forever.
He has that power. Rachel, what did you think of this episode?
I think I'm on the same page as Kelly in that it's my favorite of the season. And for so many different reasons, like I think I texted you guys that I was rewatching this episode yesterday and trying to take notes, but I was just writing everything down. So I said, I'm going to save my hand some muscle cramps and just not write anything because I'd be writing everything. I think the actress who's playing Marianne is so cute. Like her personality is so like, it really shines through the character. And she just, what she did with the character, I thought was just honestly genius. I just think the portrayal is so good. The storyline with Bailey, I mean, I work in healthcare and I mean, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, people get misgendered, people get discriminated against. And I mean, it's a minority of healthcare workers that are horrible like that, or even just not paying enough attention. But when you see it, it's just so, or you hear about it, it makes me so angry. And, you know, I'm glad they're showing that stuff like that happens, because I think people take it for granted. You know, if you are white, cisgendered, you know, heteronormative, and you have a socially acceptable body, you take for granted how well you're treated in the healthcare field.
And this is obviously jumping ahead a little, but I love how it wasn't like, so often I think the treatment we see in media portrayed is just so wildly horrible, you know, and overt discrimination, where this was passive negligence that is still horrible, but probably way more common too. Yeah. So I thought it was way more a realistic portrayal. We'll absolutely get into it, but we will.
But I just like being able to see that portrayed, like, yes, this is realistic. This is what happens. But I just, and I loved her dad in this episode.
Yeah.
So just so much about this episode I love.
Yeah. Oh, Amanda, what did you think of the episode?
I'm on board too. This is my absolute favorite episode of the season. 100%. It is, like Rachel just mentioned, I love how we get to see more of her dad, a little bit more into like why he is like he is. And I love the deep dive into Marianne. I am 100% a Marianne and like all the way, but it's just, I love everything about her, but it's just like the best. It is. And I like how with Bailey, it is, I don't know. It was just like, it just made me just so happy. Like how everything was treated with Bailey, just, and you don't always get that when it comes to the LGBT community being portrayed in movies or TV shows. And it was just, I don't know, it was just awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And I loved Malia Baker in this episode too, Marianne, the way she just, we talked about it a little bit last week about how Marianne in the show is so funny and just like quietly funny. And you saw that a lot in this episode too, and darkly funny. And yeah, she also is an advocate for this little girl that she's babysitting for. And that's great. And there were just so many fantastic moments. So we love Marianne, but in the episode opens where we learn that Marianne is a little insecure. She's a little bit self-conscious when she compares herself to her friends, which is such a relatable thing when you're 12. So she starts out by saying that she knows she's the least cool sitter, right? That's what she thinks. But we all know Marianne is cool and just doesn't know it. And I feel like this episode is kind of like a self-discovery for her. She's learning more about herself and liking what she learns, I think. But I will say about that opening scene with the voiceover, she's describing her friends and how she thinks they're cool. And she says Christy's cool because she rocks the normcore look. Like, what?
I don't even know what that means.
I will say, though, and it struck me as I was watching the episode today for probably the 10th time, the world's youngest senior citizen is probably the literal best way to describe me. Like, literally the best way. It's true, though. I see the face you're making, and it's true, though.
I have been getting AARP membership requests or whatever since I was like 20. So
I'm getting those too, but now I'm getting emails like, would you like a new walk-in tub? And then you're going to think I'm making this up, but hand to God, like, find sexy seniors in your area. And it's like, how old do you think I am?
How dare they?
I'm right there with you, babe. I feel like they see how we live our life and assume something else. So
it's all those cookies on the websites. So just what you're doing. Yep.
Well, it looks like they've ordered a heated blanket and
fuzzy sock.
Fuzzy sock. Well, and she even hangs out with a senior citizen, right? Marianne's best friend. One of her best friends is Mimi, so she's drinking tea, Claudia's grandmother, so she's drinking tea with Mimi, and this is sweet. Mimi's telling Marianne about her mom, because Mimi and Marianne's mom were close, and Marianne's mom was this cool, like, lawyer who fought for those who couldn't fight for themselves, and Marianne thinks she's not like that at all.
Right. Which, of course, we learn later that's not the case.
No, it's not the case at all. She totally is.
I want to back up a little bit in that scene. I love when Mimi says, look, I got the funky yarn. And she's like, oh, how we rage. And that makes me laugh so hard every time. I just love her little sarcasm.
Yeah.
It pops up and I'm just like, yes, girl.
I love Mimi. I love Marianne. I just love everything about it.
Yes.
Like, Marianne, you do love knitting. It's okay. It's, you know, like, own it, embrace it. Yeah. So they cut to the meeting, and this is where the kind of central tension, I would say, of the episode begins, because one of the parents calls and specifically requests Marianne to sit for her kid. And Marianne goes ahead and, like, says, okay. She's on the phone and she doesn't know what to do. So she says, okay. The club is furious with her for this. I'm going to say, I don't think that this was that big of a deal for her to do this. Like, what were they going to do? Tell Mrs. Delvecchio, no, you can't have Marianne as your sitter.
Right.
I feel like at the very least, if it was me, and I don't know, maybe when I was 12, it would have been different. But after Marianne got off the phone, I would have been like, what happened?
Right. They didn't even ask. They just kind of jumped down her throat.
Yeah.
And she so clearly was, like, uncomfortable with the whole thing. And, like, you know Marianne's not going to be, actually, sorry, but that's not how this works. Yeah, we're all great. Like, none of us are going to shame your kid, so.
Well, she tried, and the mom was like, no, I just want you because I know your dad. And sure, should she have called Marianne at home? Yeah, but.
Right.
I hated how, I was just angry because her friends were yelling at her, telling her to stand up for herself, and Marianne's just like, I'm sorry, and they said stop. They kept yelling at her to stop saying sorry, and as someone who says I'm sorry a lot, I really. Oh. Like, my insides started to clench during this scene because I was just like, okay, the more you say this, the more I'm just going to say I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So Marianne cries, and then we, like, get the first of Marianne crying. Then we go to, she's at home with her dad. He's making dinner. Rachel, you're smiling here.
The dry run for the
for the Thanksgiving dinner that was originally supposed to just be the two of them.
Right. Okay. So, okay.
I caught that too. And he's like, this is a Jerusalem artichoke.
And that is part of the sunflower family. I looked that up.
Oh.
Because I thought it was like ginger. I'm looking, I was like, is that just ginger root, you know? But no, yeah. It's actually a root vegetable, part of the sunflower family.
Wow. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Someone's useless. A Janine.
What's that?
I said, someone's a Janine.
Hey, I love Janine.
It was not an insult.
Oh, there was like no Janine in this episode or the last episode.
Yeah. We didn't see her very much. And I also like Janine. Smart, sarcastic people are my people.
Yes.
Yeah. So Mark Evan Jackson, who plays Marianne's dad, he's cooking, and Marianne, against her better judgment, she knows this is not a good idea, but she wants to be able to talk to her dad when she's not happy, right? She wants to be able to confide in him. So she starts telling him how she feels about what happened at the meeting, and it's a big mistake.
I love him so much, and he's trying so hard, but he has no idea, and he has no idea how, like, relationships with girls work. So it's like, oh, you know, they're just too sensitive, so, you know, whatever, and he's like, are those girls bullying you?
Right. Right, he immediately jumps to worst case scenario and tries to solution the problem away.
Yeah.
But he makes it worse.
Like, you can see him visibly swallow when he's like, did you want to talk to me? I'm like, oh God, this is not going to be good. And she even put that too. Like, she even said later how, like, women want to express emotions and men want to find solutions for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, these 12-year-olds, wow, they know so much.
Deep. That's so deep. He's insecure about being a dad.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, obviously done such a great job because she's an awesome kid, but he's unsure. He's insecure.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's so rigid, but he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's so rigid. He's got to practice Thanksgiving for two people. So, you know.
You don't want to ruin a side dish, though.
I mean, the sides are the main meal to me, so I get
right,
it.
Right, same.
True. But, I don't know what you could put in a Thanksgiving side that is a Jerusalem artichoke. Like, I just...
Well, see, it is... Apparently, it's like potatoes. Okay. If you roast them. I mean, I Googled it. You know, Google is a girl's best friend. But whatever. I was like, it looks like ginger root to me. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, and two, fun fact for people who don't know this, Julia hosts Friendsgiving every year, and I would be delighted if somehow this showed up. I was going to say, maybe we can guilt my mom into, like, finding them and making them, but there's no way they're going to be in a grocery store back where I'm from. Like, no way. No
way. They now have an Aldi's or Lidl, so that might be.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Christy says no.
No. Yeah, we'll see. So he makes everything worse. He calls the girl's parents, and they get in trouble because of it. So then no one wants to sit with Marianne at lunch.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No. So Christy's sitting with the Shillaber twins. I loved the Shillaber twins. I remember that from the book, that they were people Christy would sometimes eat lunch with. Yeah. Crazy the amount of details I remember from these books.
I like how in every TV show where there are twins who are not main characters, they're dressed alike.
Otherwise, how would you know? Well, sometimes I think they cast people who aren't identical twins with each other, but just look alike. And so to make it, like, if it's just a quick shot, but I don't know. I didn't do my research to know if that's the case here. So Marianne sits at a table by herself, but then she's quickly joined by Dawn. Her new friend, Dawn.
Try not to sound so obsessed.
Yeah, so Dawn is from California. We know this because she eats salads and green juice, and she's nice. And she knows words like spiritual pull and cycle of codependency.
Yes.
Yes, totally get it.
Well, and we learn soon that she is either in therapy or knows enough about it to, like, have that joke with her mom.
Yeah.
About, like, discussing it with her therapist. And it's like, so, yeah.
Just so California.
Yeah.
So,
right?
Yeah, and then we get my favorite line of the episode where Dawn's like, why are you sitting alone? And Marian says, all my friends are dead.
And there's a beautiful, sarcastic, dark humor I love about her.
But then she's like, absent. They're all absent.
I know, it was so fun. And it's like, every time it happens with Marianne, when she comes out with one of these one-liners, I'm not expecting it, but yeah. It's so good. Oh, great job.
And like, so then Dawn's like, oh, you're funny. And then she proves how unfunny she is by telling the world's worst joke.
Yeah.
I take offense to that. I loved that joke.
That actually really did make me think of you. I was like, that is an Amanda joke.
Thank you. I take great honor in that.
It's never an insult.
You're such an area. Did anyone catch Christy's face during this scene?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She looked super jealous. And then she was even kind of snotty later in the episode. Like, she makes a comment about, like, your new best friend. And Marianne's like, Christy. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like, she's allowed to talk to other people, Christy.
God. Especially when you snub her.
Yeah.
Well, I think at first she might have been a little bit worried, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, you know, hey, careful, you know, don't just talk to anybody. But then when it was going on a little bit further, she's like, hey, why are you talking to her?
Yeah, yeah. They're having fun. Hold on here.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun. Why are they having fun?
Exactly.
I think Christy thought Marianne was just going to wait around for her and sit by herself and cry, you know, because they all think Marianne's a baby, but she's taking Marianne for granted.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Anything else before we move on to the first babysitting scene of the episode? Okay, so Marianne is babysitting Bailey, and it's just such a cute scene. They've got a tea party going, and Marianne realizes that Bailey is trans. Yeah. And yeah, I loved how this was revealed, right? Just like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Bailey is a little girl who, you know, wants her outsides to match her insides.
Right. I do kind of wonder why her mom kept so many boy clothes.
Yeah.
When that is not who Bailey is. But, I mean, she might have a brother. We don't know.
Right.
You know.
I got the sense that this had been a recent, like, thing, maybe. So maybe she just hadn't had time to... The mom seems super busy the whole episode, I will say.
That is true. Yeah.
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 Also, they needed a way to reveal.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. There's probably no other way to do it unless you had her mom take Marianne aside and be like, okay, so here's the situation. If you call my daughter a boy, I will cut you.
And she'll be like, why would I do that?
I wish that had happened now.
Yeah, it is interesting that the mom doesn't tell Marianne right away. I mean, again, we need the reveal.
Yeah. Marianne's dad, because it seems like he had known about it the whole time.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Probably, they work together, right? And so probably the mom was telling her coworker and friend about, you know, I want to get a sitter for my kid, but I'm worried about people who are horrible and might be, you know, awful to her. And he said, oh, my daughter, you know, babysit, she'd be great. And then he just forgets to, like, have this conversation with Marianne.
Well, she distracted him by telling him that she was bullied.
Right. That's right.
And he was very into the Thanksgiving, you know, practice day. So
yes.
So then Marianne tells Dawn later about all of this, and Dawn knows all about it because, well, she's from California. So she knows all about
this. And I love how Marianne doesn't even really seem confused about it. Like, she seems to get it right away, but we still get Dawn California-splaining everything.
Well, I mean, it feels like maybe because she did, it seems to me at least, she did ask Dawn about it, because Dawn, we go into the scene where Dawn's explaining it to her. And I really love the way Dawn explained it, you know, left hand versus right handedness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's perfect. You know, I'm like, maybe I should try that with a few family members for, you know, if they have any questions about anything. But I'm just like, interesting. Okay. So it was just like, really, I mean, these 12-year-olds are just amazing. And I just love it. I'm like, and yes, and plus I'm from California. I'm like, that's awesome.
So. No, I agree. That was it's a great metaphor. And the show's so good because it's reaching a lot of people, right? And so people are going to hear that. A lot of young kids are going to hear that, and they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Right.
We never had a show explain it like that to us, right? That we would have been watching. So
exactly.
And it never felt like preachy either, or like a very special episode.
It was just a matter of fact. It was part of the episode, but it was more about Marianne and her journey. It wasn't what the episode was all about. Like, they didn't have to have a club meeting about it. You know, like, if this had been in the books, there would have been a special club meeting about this.
Right, like the diabetes.
Yeah.
All the parents.
Right.
I'm sorry. I did want to back up a little bit to the other scene, the last scene. I'm so sorry. But, I just wanted to mention how I love how Marianne is so effortless with Bailey, even at like the tea party, how she's just like so awesome with her, you know, like when she's like, I stand corrected. You are not the queen. You're the princess. And then when she spills her water or whatever, the tea, and she's like, oh, that's just so awesome. Now we can just find a new dress for you. And I'm just like, she's just so patient and amazing with the babysitting with Bailey. I'm just like, oh, I just love you so much.
He's a good sitter. It reminded me, I liked that too, when she said, oh, splendid, now we can get you a new dress.
Right.
It reminded me of, because I do improv, and it reminded me of yes anding in improv.
Nice.
It's like going with whatever happens and like making it into an opportunity for something good and delightful. And I was just like, oh, that's good improv, you know?
And that's, I mean, that's just what kids are so, they respond to that kind of thing. And it's, I mean, she's definitely a great babysitter. I mean, it's in the script, obviously, but I mean, she's just definitely a great babysitter.
Yeah.
I like when people are good at their jobs in shows. So
yeah, for sure.
So they have another meeting. Babysitters are all still mad at Marianne. There's just so much tension because she's getting special jobs. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're grounded.
Yeah, right. They can't even show on jobs anymore. So they're
still mad. But I feel like too, you know, I'm pretty sure Watson also sent a ton of babysitting jobs their way. And while Christy went out of her way to not take any of them, you know, I mean, she could. So it's not like, it's not like Marianne's the only one making money, except for this week when she's the only one making money because everybody else is grounded for bullying.
Right. I mean, yeah, that would, I think I'd be more angry about the phone calls than about the actual jobs.
But also, you know, and I don't think he should have called their parents, especially since Marianne was like, do not.
Right.
But I mean, they also kind of were bullying her a little bit. Like, you know, she's sensitive, you know, she's a crier, you know, she over apologizes. So don't yell at her.
You know, I feel like they were just really frustrated with her. Like, cause I watched this episode in preparation probably about a dozen times. And I kept watching them and they were just really frustrated with her. So out of frustration, I can see where they were like raising their voice, but it was just all about them wanting to protect herself and stand up for herself. Now calling her a pushover, that's a little bit over the line, but like, they just wanted her to, you know, come out of her shell and be more cool Marianne that they know she is. And yeah, no, of, you know, raising their voice. And after being on such a stressful phone call for her, you know, that wasn't really a good thing either. But I don't know, I think it was out of love, if that matters.
I didn't think about it that way, but I guess I can see that point that they know that she can be more assertive, that she is cool. You know, they want her to be the Marianne that they get to see more often, I guess.
Right.
I that way, but I still don't agree that their reactions, I think just think their reactions were so like out of proportion for what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, for I don't sure. think bullying. I think it was coming from a, I don't think it was coming from a bullying place. Bullying is such a strong word.
True.
Yeah.
And I think like it gets overused too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like they weren't shoving her in a locker or like giving her a swirly. Do people still do that?
Swirlies?
I don't know. But bullying is like, if it was something Marianne couldn't change, you know?
Yeah.
But this is it's a personality trait. She's shy. But also they want her to, yeah, they want her to, you know, stand up for the, you know, what, stand behind the club rules. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always easier to hurt the people you love.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier to get angry and frustrated at them. So you don't check yourself quite as much because you're confident in your friendship.
Wow.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's okay. Marianne gets to hang out with her new friend, Dawn.
I'll try not to sound so obsessed.
No chill. So yeah, so they've invited Marianne over for a little light neo-shamanism.
No, it's an all-woman cookout.
Yeah. It's called a ceremony.
Which, can I just say, that whole thing just seems like an absolute nightmare. Where it's like a whole bunch of people she doesn't know, except for the one she does know, the witch from next door.
Was it Morbid of Destiny?
Yeah, she really is a witch. So we learned that Dawn.
No, spiritual healer.
Yeah, But yeah, this goes back to, I can't remember if it was Kelly or Rachel or Amanda who said that when, you know, they show Marianne interacting with Dawn's mom.
I think that was me. Yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah. She looks so happy to be around her mom, and it just breaks my heart. Like, because, I mean, obviously, I know her mom died when she was like, what did they say, 18 months?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like she never had a mom, but really also, for all intents and purposes, she never had a mom.
Yeah.
You know, because she doesn't have any memory of that, so...
Yeah,
and you can tell she was kind of in awe of that relationship, actually.
Yeah.
Like, this actress is amazing. But I was just like, oh. But it would be good for her to hang out with them, I think, to see what it's like. And I'm sure, well, we see it, but it's just great. But yeah, and I love the relationship between Dawn and her mom, actually. But
yes.
it's so cool. But yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, and then so we get to the ceremony. Dawn speaks first, says that she's so happy that she moved to Stony Brook because she met a new friend. Marianne is very sweet, but public speaking is Marianne's nightmare. So when she's called to speak, she just like bolts.
Yeah,
dude. I'm sorry.
I would just be like, nope,
like. I'm surprised. I don't know that I would have the guts to even bolt. I would just probably melt in a puddle. But it's like my heart was pounding. My guts were like clenched. And I'm like, what? No. I am so sorry for you, Marianne. And I'm just going to sit here and die. So. Yeah.
Oh God, same. Like the first time I was watching, it just really almost went into the horror movie position where you're just kind of like hands up over the face, curling in on yourself, like, ugh.
Yeah. And so then Dawn, you know, says, it's fine. You know, you basically accept Marianne for who she is, I think, in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else about that scene before we move on?
Just kind of going off what you just said about how she accepts her for who she is. She doesn't say, oh, well, you know, maybe you just need practice, or, you know, you're not a crybaby. Don't say that about yourself. She's just like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was so refreshing, actually. And I feel it for Marianne that was refreshing. She was just like, okay. I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I kind of like this being accepted for who I am thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm being believed when I say this is who I am, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then she's babysitting Bailey again. Bailey gets 104 degree fever, which is really high. And this is similar to the books, right? This is what happens in the book. She's babysitting for a kid who gets a high fever and has to rush them to the hospital by herself. And this is like the pivotal scene in the episode at the hospital, which we already talked about it, but let's dive in. So Marianne can't find anyone to help her, so she calls 911 herself. She gets Bailey to the hospital. Bailey is really sick. Bailey does not want a blue gown. And then the doctors come in and the nurse, and they misgender Bailey like two or three times. It just keeps happening. And you can kind of see the actress playing Bailey, just like her face, just like heartbreaking as it's happening. Because she's, what, 7? And she's like, what do I do? You know, she's like, I know this isn't right, but I don't know what to do.
Yes. Well, and she's already sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, she wants her mom.
Yep.
And all she has is, you know, Marianne, who she clearly likes, but who is not her mom.
Right.
But what I love is that basically from the second Marianne realizes, okay, something has to happen and it's me. Like she is so decisive about everything from that moment on. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what I was talking about with, you know, before. And I know I said, you know, there are some people who are, you know, just like misgendering in healthcare because they just don't care. But also there are people like the ones in the episode who are misgendering because they're just focused on their to-do list and not on, you know, they see an M on the chart and that's all, you know, their mind is made up. They don't even, it just does not cross the barrier of the brain that, you know, this is not a little boy, it's a little girl.
Yeah. Right. And Marianne even says that, like, if you took 2 seconds to look at her instead of at your chart, you would see what's up.
Yeah. I loved how she handled it. She was very respectful but still firm and direct, and I just like, yeah, that's our girl right there.
Yeah.
You know, it was just awesome.
Marianne's everywhere.
Yes. I just sat up straighter. I'm like, yep. Yep. I was, yeah, like, I probably wouldn't have done that. I hope I would have, but I don't know that I would have.
I think you would have. But yeah, she's a hero in this moment.
Most definitely.
The Del Vecchios show up. They're so worried about their baby. Like, I love the parents in this episode, right? The parents are also just kind of quietly accepting their kid, and probably not quietly. I'm sure they would have also raised hell if they were there and that happened. But,
yeah.
And then Marianne's dad shows up and he's, So.
I think I wanted to mention this last week, but I think it still applies this week too. The part in episode 2 where Claudia talks about the real phantom caller. I mean, that's also Stacy and her mom a little bit with the diabetes, like thinking her mom's embarrassed of her diagnosis, and with Marianne thinking her dad wants her to stay a little kid forever. Mm-hmm. And also really her perception of how her friends perceive her. I feel like everybody throughout the series struggles with their own phantom caller, and it just keeps repeating, like,
whoa. This scene made me cry.
Yeah.
sitting in the car. Because it's, he says, "You're so much like your mother."
Yeah.
Oh,
that made me cry. But the thing where she's like, you know, can I do something different with my hair? And he's like, that's the only thing your mom showed me how to do. Jeez. That's the only thing your mom showed me how to do. I was like, oh, God. And boom, went the dynamite. Just ugly crying for like many minutes. But I think it's true. Like in the Oscar-winning short Hair Love, you know, it's like, if this is what you know how to do, this is what you do. And I don't know that he really would have had somebody else to ask.
He'd probably be too proud to ask.
Yeah. I mean, that's also true. Yeah. May not have known how to ask.
So
it's a nice scene. They understand each other better. Marianne says she wants to look more grown up. She's growing up. So she's going to change her clothes and her hair. She makes up with her friends. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
But not the backpack, because she doesn't.
I mean, I love everything about this scene. We do. We learn more about her dad.
Yeah.
You know, the hair thing, and just, and like, he's not necessarily as rigid as she thinks and we're made to think he is. It's just, you know, she's never really asked about doing some things. And then, you know, he's, this is where we learn too, that he's more insecure about being a single dad. And you know, he's hoping that he's made her mom proud, and she's like, well, you have, I'm pretty sure you have. And it's such a touching scene between the two of them. Yeah. I really enjoyed that scene. It was very heartwarming.
Yeah.
And we also learned that that's really where her sense of humor came from. Cause I mean, that was a pretty great joke.
Yeah.
The wheeled bags. If you want, you know, mid back pain the rest of your life. Yeah. I was like, that's so true.
I mean, it is. It's true. Like, actually, as someone who always had the, you know, the heavy backpack, they didn't have those wheeled bags in my day.
And I'm sorry, I would not use the wheeled backpack, wheeled bag either. I liked the backpack, especially JanSport. So
I would never be caught dead with a wheelie bag.
I was
concerned with how it would look. Cause I mean, I got teased enough, you know, like there's no way I was going to add to that with a wheelie bag. Now I don't care.
Oh no, I rock the messenger bag now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. God, Marianne and her dad are a lot of like personality wise. So that just makes me love these actors even more, you know, that I kind of feel like they act a little bit the same, just that kind of deadpan humor is good. It's really good. Okay. Moving on. So then the babysitters aren't mad at her anymore. They all make up. They're all friends again. Even Christy gets over it a little bit, but you can tell Christy's a little worried about Dawn. Like,
Christy reluctantly gets over it.
I mean, do we know for sure that she did that?
I think I have grudges.
I'm pretty sure she does. Yeah, like I bet somewhere in her house there is like a journal, not a diary, but like a journal.
Right.
Maybe a bullet journal. Well, she just keeps a list of everything Dawn does that's annoying.
Christy is Alexander Hamilton sending a 35-page list of itemized grievances. For Aaron Burr.
Right on.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet that some of them aren't even real grievances. It's just like made up stuff. Like, I don't like your taste in potato chips.
She secretly eats the bag of potato chips later, you know?
So then last scene, Marianne, we see the makeover that happened, which is basically just taking her hair out of braids and, changing her clothes, but she looks so pretty and so happy.
Yeah. She put it on lip gloss. I don't know what she was thinking.
Why?
Just a joke.
Oh.
That's that Marianne deadpan humor. I'm such a Christie. I'm so literal. Like, why don't you like that?
Not bad.
I love her dad's face when he sees her. Oh, and she does this funny walk, too.
Yeah.
So goofy.
Then we find out at the end that, so Dawn shows up with her mom, and we learn Marianne's dad and Dawn's mom used to be high school sweethearts.
Yeah. Right?
So cute.
Oh, but first we see Dawn and Marianne do this weird, elaborate secret handshake, and Richard is watching like, what is happening? He doesn't hate it, but he doesn't understand it either.
Right. Yeah, they are fast friends, right? They bonded really quickly, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
One thing that is not like that, I am not like Marianne, is I would not fight to get out of the like overalls and to get straight into a skirt. I had to fight to get out of the skirts. Growing up.
But then we're Marianne with like a side of Christy gay vibes, not like Marianne full stop.
Yeah. I mean, I think coveralls were in when we were growing up, because I remember wearing overalls. With the one strap.
Yes, one strap for sure.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Be one strap. Yeah, you gotta do your own thing, you know. Only except everybody was doing it.
Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving though, Marianne has to dress up a little, so.
Well, true.
Fair.
God. That's right.
Remember when we had to dress up for things?
Right. Yes.
Thank God for being an adult sometimes. I don't have to do things like that.
Well, that brings us to the end. Anything we didn't touch on that we wanted to mention?
I really hope that Richard did the Thanksgiving spiel to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yes. We should have had that as a deleted scene, and she could have been like, same old Richard.
the Jerusalem artichoke.
Does he want to be Alton Brown? Is he trying to, like, I feel like he watches the Food Network and watches Alton Brown. He's like, I could do that.
Yeah. Right? I can see that.
He definitely watches the Food Network.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet that all of his Facebook friends are women. And then, like, he sees, like, all those recipes that people share with, like, all the personal stuff at the top. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I like this story. I could do this. I could do these artichokes maybe for Thanksgiving. I better practice though. This seems complicated.
Practice to an audience of one for the same audience later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But more people were gross.
People were coming, and we just didn't see it.
I mean, thank God she made a new friend, because now they had more people to cook for.
Right.
Bless you.
Well, this was so fun. What a great episode. So much to talk about. Thanks again, Amanda, for joining us.
No, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah. And next week we will be talking about Dawn and the Impossible Three.
Okay. So thanks again to Amanda for joining us for this great episode. Everybody, thanks for listening in. You can find us on social media at WYSR_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Goodreads at What You Should Read Podcast. And you can email us at whatyoushouldreadpodcast@gmail.com. And give us a like and a review on Apple Podcasts, please.
And now you know what you should watch.
You're welcome.